A public Q&A session with the EPA last night about the controversial Housatonic River cleanup plan underscored ongoing frustration among Berkshire County residents. The EPA signed the final draft of the plan it brokered between corporate polluter General Electric and communities along the river, south of its former plant in Pittsfield, in December. Despite that, frustration and concerns around the 15-year, almost $600 million project persist in Lenox, Lee, Stockbridge, Great Barrington, and Sheffield. Environmental groups like the Housatonic River Initiative quickly pledged to appeal the plan in court, and the town of Lee, where a new landfill for toxic materials would be built, has been roiling with complaints from residents to elected officials over the deal. At Wednesday night's quarterly Citizens Coordinating Council meeting, EPA representatives like Dean Tagliaferro answered questions about the cleanup, like concerns that the landfill would contaminate local groundwater.
So there's groundwater elevations. When you measure a well or surface water, you'll get a groundwater elevation. And similar to surface water, it's going to flow from high areas of groundwater elevation to low. The wells in this area from the landfills and from some borings done by GE and the Housatonic River show the groundwater from the disposal area is going to flow, as it usually does, towards the river. So it's going to go this way from east to west, away from the reservoirs. So the groundwater in this area goes from the disposal area towards the river. That's why we don't think there's a risk to the drinking water source for the town of Lee.
Wells within 500 feet of the landfill are required to be monitored by GE, though homeowners are not required to accept the monitoring. The EPA's Brian Olson addressed a question about how and by what means and routes all toxic materials culled from the river for disposal outside of Lee would be taken from the town.
EPA's goal is to do everything we can to not impact the community by moving these trucks. Obviously, there's going to be some impact to the community, but our expectation is that we're going to try and create truck routes that have the least impact. And not only are we going to talk to the town, we're going to talk to the people who are most impacted by this, the people who live close by, the people who live along potential routes. And frankly, we're going to try and avoid those places if we can.
But no amount of explanation could quell the anger from some Berkshire residents about the plan, announced just over a year ago.
The problem that we're having is the citizens of Lee do not want a dump in Lee at Woods Pond, nor do we want to dump anywhere else in the Berkshires.
Lee resident Bob Jones, chairman of Citizens Against the PCB Dump, said the group is preparing to sue town leaders over agreeing to the cleanup plan.
We believe that the whole process was flawed. The Board of Selectmen Lee had no right to make a decision. Three people actually made the decision, while only one attended the actual negotiations. Three people made a decision for a town of 6,000 people that there was going to be a PCB dump in a neighborhood in Lee.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.